Good morning. 0289033105. Blow me down with a feather. They're finally going to do it. I hesitate to accept that they'll ever do it. But let me speak to Susie McCullough, who's a Director of Regeneration Development and Planning at Ards and North Down Border Council. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well, Susie. Susie, all my life in broadcasting, I've been waiting for this conversation where a developer would be appointed for the £50 million Bangor Seafront Regeneration Project. A developer has been appointed for a £50 million project to transform Queen's Parade in Bangor. You're not pulling her leg, yeah. Are you?
And no, it's a fabulous good news day. So yes, I believe that planning permission was originally granted 20 years ago, so it has been a long wait, but I think now is the moment to really celebrate and look forward to the future. And we are delighted that Bangor Marine has been appointed to be the developer, as you say, to develop this amazing new waterfront regeneration, £50 million of private sector funding coming right into the centre of Bangor to really create a new unique destination there right down by the waterfront.
Is everyone on board? Is everyone in favour of it, or locally are some people dragging their heels?
No, I mean, we're very pleased that Bangor Marine itself is a partnership between the Carle Group and Farrans, and they're both hugely successful and experienced companies here in Northern Ireland and indeed further afield. So we're delighted that they bring all the expertise, and they bring a range of architects and the famous Wayne Hemingway with them, and he's got a great vision for the site. I suppose, like yourself in the opening comment, we had a great turnout yesterday down by the waterfront of all of the local stakeholders, and they're very positive. I think they just want to now see the diggers on site, and that will be, I suppose, the next challenge. There is a process to go through for the next year, but we have laid the gauntlet to the development team that really we'd love to see them in site, and they hope to be in site within the next year.
So when would you expect a shovel to be actually in the ground?
They are hoping now they do have to go through a full public consultation process, and they really do want to do that as openly because they want everybody's feedback and input into it. So they have to do that for the next 12 weeks and then work up detailed design and then go through planning. As a planning authority, we have given the guarantee that we will resource that from our end. So they hope to have that fully completed within a year and then have the first shovel in the ground summer 2020, as long as everything goes to plan for planning.
Now, Bangor's been crying out for something in Queen's Parade. I'm not suggesting for a moment that this is what this ideally will be the most wonderful thing, because I haven't every plan in front of me. I cannot pass judgment, but anything's bound to be better than the way that it is at this present moment. And it's been such a long, long wait. The town's been, you know, stuck in a time warp to some extent along that particular beautiful stretch where the marina is. The frontage just is not acceptable for 2019. Can you guarantee from your perspective or from the perspective of the experts that it is going to enhance Bangor and not make it look like a big sugary lollipop?
Yeah, well, the images that they put out yesterday, and as I say, these are only indicative because they do want the local community and the stakeholders and the public to get involved and help them further design and shape the process. But it will be creating a whole new marine gardens, public realm, event space along the waterfront, reconnecting the marina and the water back up into the town. They very much talk about actually creating new connections and new walkways and new laneways and actually ensuring that the town and the water are better connected. And we know that's been a major issue down in that area of Bangor. But also them bringing in, as well as the children's play areas, a destination cinema building, new residential, which will bring people again back down living in that area of the site, new commercial units, new restaurants, office accommodation as well. So you'll have a real 24/7 buzz around that. But they also want to integrate it with the existing communities and existing businesses that are there. And then, as well as the exciting £50 million for Queen's Parade, we're delighted that Bangor Waterfront was one of the successful Belfast Region City Deal projects. So there's a potential another £60 million coming to develop the rest of the waterfront, because we do have a 2.2-mile stretch that we would also like to develop and integrate. So my certainly belief is that Bangor in the next 5 to 10 years will turn into the thriving town and the tourism destination that ourselves and all of the stakeholders involved in these projects really want it to be.
And there's a hotel within it, isn't there, as well?
There is. So yes, thank you. I'd forgotten about that. So yes, there's a 70 to 80 bed hotel. There's also car parking. There's new market and courtyard spaces and lots of commercial, leisure, visitor tourism, and then just beautiful spaces as well for people to come and be in, because they really very much want to make this about you can just enjoy coming to here as a destination. So a new hotel as well. We are excited where the Premier is just due to open as well in Bangor. So, you know, we are now seeing that hotel coming back to the town, which is great.
If it did actually start in 2020, how long would the disruption last for? Because it'll spoil the seafront for, what, 2 years or less?
The total build, because it is a 5-acre site, is a 5-year build.
Four and a half years.
Yeah, 4.5 years after planning. They intend to have it all built in a phased approach. They have guaranteed us, and Farrans, as one of the key construction, do have agreed ethos that they will work with the town to ensure there's as limited disruption as possible. But as they have told us, and I suppose we do need to be mindful of that you can't make an omelette without breaking some eggs. So there will be some disruption, but I know the developer will try and keep that, will try and work with the town to keep that as limited as possible. But ultimately, the aim goal, we believe, is worth it.
Yeah, well, you certainly got the professional names on board there. There's no question about that. One final question to you. The flagship centre, you know, it just, I get depressed when I see it. Is there any plan for that to become something exciting, just, you know, yards away from what you're doing, or is that beyond your hopes?
Well, the flagship is owned by a private developer. We are in discussions with him to see what his potential is. And I suppose our hope and aspiration would be that with this £50 million private sector investment right beside it, and then a new £60 million investment as part of the city deal along the waterfront, that there would be great potential for the flagship. But that is currently in the hands of a private developer, but as I say, the council are working with them to see what can be done.
Susie, it sounds exciting, and thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you.
It's Susie McCullough. She's the Director of Regeneration Development and Planning at Ards and North Down Borough Council, and the town is going to get a facelift with a capital face.